Right, we'll go back to course to Anfield if anything happens, but let's chat about some of the matches this evening we've already had in the Capital One Cup. Paul Jules saw that really eventful game at the Emirates. Arsenal out at this stage for the first time since 2002. Can they have any complaints, Paul?
No, absolutely none. I was so impressed with Southampton. Obviously, you could tell me whether I was waxing lyrical about them all night, but they passed the ball so well, but they worked so hard. The only criticism I would have of them is that they weren't clinical. They had four or five opportunities to kill the game off, and he never kept Arsenal in it. But I think Arsenal had one real good effort in the second half. And, you know, for Arsenal, who were chasing the game, for all the bodies they threw forward, it was Southampton who had all the quality, and they just picked Arsenal off time after time. And I said, the only criticism I have of Southampton is that they didn't win by far more goals.
Let's see the goals then, because it says something about the Southampton spirit under Koeman, doesn't it? That this early goal for Arsenal didn't rock them.
They started well, Southampton. This was a bit of a fantastic skill from Sanchez. And then, as quite rightly said, it was a test of character then. But this is a rash challenge from Mazzucchi. I don't understand. It's an experienced international player. What's in his mind there? And a lad, Tadic, who he again looks a top draw player, just as cool as you like. Every one of those players, you know, the left back, I don't know where they keep on getting these left backs from. He was a different class. Difference of opinion here, like when it takes all. I don't know. I mean, can a keeper do a little bit better? I think he can. It's a great strike.
He's pacing.
Wilshere doesn't close him down well enough for me. He jogs to the ball a little bit, but when he hits it, he hits it well. The keeper will say that these new balls move because that's what they always say if his goal goes past them, or even unsighted.
So that's getting it tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. So, but you can't take away from the quality of the strike. It was a great strike and fully deserved. I enjoyed watching Southampton tonight.
And we did touch on it during the game, but let's just develop that theme. Ronald Koeman came into a side where there was so many question marks after the departure of Pochettino. Key players moved on, had to bring in half a team almost. How is he doing what he's doing? They're flying high in the Premier League and now they're beating Arsenal at the Emirates.
Well, it's interesting that the first game of the season against Liverpool, we're calling it Southampton against Southampton, with Ricky Lambert and Lallana going to Liverpool. And although they lost that game, they were dead unlucky, I felt. They showed enough. I see them against Millwall, and the boy Pelle looked a bit clumsy, to say the least. Since he scored that night, he's gone on, and he looks a player. He's no sprint technique, he's 29. He looks a real player. Tadic has got a touch of class, and the midfield of Davis, Schneiderlin especially, and Wanyama, they were brilliant tonight. They just snuffed everything out, and they broke on Arsenal time after time. And, as I said, I can't really speak Ireland for them. It reminds me of Arsenal, to be honest, the way they passed the ball and they broke. The only thing that I would say, they probably weren't clinical enough, because they could have won that game 4-5-1.
As for Arsenal, of course, a number of competitions they have to fight in this season. In the grand scheme of things, how disappointed will Wenger be to go out tonight?
Well, look, disappointed on the line, to be honest. I mean, he's made 10 changes from the game on Saturday, but, he's still got enough quality. He put a couple of kids, Bellerin and Hayden played, and Coquelin at left back. But other than that, he's got plenty of internationals on the pitch. And look, it is probably the least important.
Paul, apologies for interrupting you, because